Rabbi Binyamin Essinger.
Okay. Right. Good morning, and Mazel Tov. I knew I'd wake you up. The minhag in many kehillas in Russia was on the first day Shavuos, when they read the Seres Dibros, the Chassidim would wish each other Mazel Tov, because Matan Torah is like a chasna. B'yom chasanos is a Matan Torah, right? And in fact, they started wishing Mazel Tov in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and they pushed it off till after the ending, and it became the minhag to say after the end of davening in the end. So Mazel Tov, we celebrated the chasna between us and the Eivishter. And that's one of the reasons it says in Svarim for the 7 days after Shavuos that there's no Tachanun, because it's Sheva Brachas. Right? So we all have a Mazel Tov. Now, I especially wanted to speak today because today's Isru Chag. And I always found Isru Chag a very fascinating thing. Perhaps because there's so little about it in the Shulchan Aruch, actually. So first of all, in Siman Tov Chof Tes, the Beis Yosef brings, he says, V'nogim l'harbos k'tzas v'chi v'shtiyah b'yom ha'chag v'hu isru chag, that's it. Says the minhag is, the custom is to increase a little bit, to eat and drink a little bit more than usual on the day after the Yom Tov. This is Hilchos Pesach, so we're talking about the day after Pesach. And that is isru chag. And We have also in Tov Tzadi Dalet, we have also Lis Anos B'Motzoi Chag HaShavuos. Well, which doesn't say there. It doesn't say there, talking about Sukkos. So there's an Issur to fast after Shavuos. There's a difference between Issur Chag Shavuos and the other Issur Chag after Sukkos and the Issur Chag after Pesach. That there's a Chiyuv Shavuos, there's a din, Mashein Kein Pesach, and Sukkos is only a minhag, not to fast and so on. Right. So where does this come from? What's so special about Isru Chag, and what's so unique about Shavuos? Well, first of all, before I start talking about that, there is another interesting minhag to say a ma'aseh of the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov's Yotzai Kiddur was Tov Kuf Chof on the first day Shavuos, and the Kavura would have been the second day Yom Tov. And many tzaddikim had a minhag to tell the story of the Baal Shem Tov. So I was reminded last week of a beautiful ma'aseh of the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov went around being mechazek the emuna and the simcha v'ayivim kiyodua. And the mashal was given about a person who faints. So if someone's in a deep faint, how do you bring them to? What do you do to wake them up? So you have to call their name. And the Yidden, after the terrible troubles with the Cossack massacres and Tach and Tat, went into a spiritual state of his alphas, like they were fainted. They were in a terrible way. So the Eivishter called our name, and he said, like, they're calling Yisrael, Yisrael. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu sent the Baal Shem Tov to be ma'oided, to comfort the Jewish people and to be ma'oried them, and to give them an injection of simcha and emuna. So it's a beautiful story on that direction here. So Baal Shem Tov goes to a town once, and he sees a fellow is davening all day long. And he couldn't understand why. And he asked him, what takes all day to daven? So he said, I'm a very ignorant person, I'm an Amoritz. I have no idea what you daven on weekdays. I don't know what you daven on Shabbos. I don't know what is the morning, the afternoon, evening, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv. I have no idea. So the Baal Shem Tov kindly made for him bookmarks. And they put a bookmark in, he wrote on it, whether he wrote it in Polish, I don't know, but in Hebrew, he wrote on it, in Yiddish, he wrote on it, weekday mornings, afternoons, so the person knew what you daven on the weekdays, what you daven on Shabbos, and that was a big rebbe, because now he didn't need to daven all day long. On the day that Baal Shem Tov left, the fellow dropped his siddur, and all the bookmarks fell out. And he was quite desperate, and he knew which way the Baal Shem Tov had gone, so he chased after him, just in time to see him crossing a very fast-flowing river with no bridge. What did the Baal Shem Tov do? It's one of these amazing stories. He took his belt, according to another nusach, it was his kerchief, his scarf, whatever. He spread it over the water and walked over the water. So the fellow wanted to catch up with the Baal Shem Tov. He did likewise. He crosses over the river, and he runs after him, and he says, Rebbe, I dropped the sid, all the bookmarks fell out. Please help me. So he said, well, how did you get here? So he said, well, I saw what you did, and I copied you. So the Baal Shem Tov said, if you can do that, you just carry on. Just carry on with your normal minhag. Just say the chassid every day, it's okay. So the Baal Shem Tov came along to be ma'oided, to encourage everybody, to give everybody the simcha and strengthen the emunah in every single person. So Isru Chag, what is Isru Chag? So we have a Gemara which talks about Isru Chag, And it's based on the Pasuk in Tehillim. Everyone's familiar with the end of Hallel. Say, Kel Havaya V'yorlanu Yisruchag V'avoisim Ad Karnos Mizbech. A very hard Pasuk to understand. So it seems in this context, if you want to understand it in connection with Yisruchag, it's based on the second explanation in Rashi. So Yisruchag, according to this, means to tie to the festival, to add on the next day, the second Shat in Rashi, to add the next day onto the Yom Tov. So Yisruchag, join on to the festival the next day, but avoisim, now the poshup shat of avoisim means cords with ropes. Tie the animal with ropes for the bedika of the behemoth, make sure it's kosher, the no mum. But this is the shat, avoisim here would mean fat animals. Av is fat, thick, right? So Yisruchag, join the next day to the festival, but avoisim with you join the next day to the festival, but avoisim, use fat animals, have a good gesunta suda, good fleshy kasuda. Ad karnois hamizbeach, then it's ki'ilu, bon hamizbeach, v'hikrev olav, then it's as if you built a mizbeach, as the Gemara says. That's the second shot in Rashi. Look, I go, it's a very interesting marshal on that. Marshal says if it wouldn't be for Rashi, he would have understood it totally differently. Because Isru is Lashon Osor, so prohibited. So the marshal said, he would have said that the pshat would be like this, that you shouldn't eat too much or drink too much. It shouldn't be an achila gasa and a shtir gasa. You shouldn't get shikha and overeat on Yom Tov. It should all be Lashem Shamayim. And when you hold yourself back from eating too much, that's Yisruchag. You are assering on the Yom Tov some of the food. And that's like a korban, the food you didn't eat and the drink you didn't have, which would have been the Achila Gasa, the too much, which wouldn't have been Lashem Shamayim, right? That would be a korban. That makes sense, says the Mashah. But anyway, that's not how Rashi understood it. And Rashi understood it as being the next day has to be joined to the Yom Tov. Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi calls Yisruchag, anybody know? Interesting. It calls it Berei de Moyado. Ben Hamoyed, the son of the festival. So that's every Yisruchag is called Ben Hamoyed. It's the result, the son of the festival. So I was looking at different mafarshim. So the Amloyes brings an interesting insight. It says, but the Yom Tov itself is a Gevaltige Kedushan, it's Arvus. So Kel Havaya, Kel Hashem, Yoelonu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining to us. The Yom Tov is a tremendous simcha, a tremendous light. But what happens? You forget it all. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is Yisruchag, add the next day onto the Yom Tov, but avoisim, have extra suda, bring down the simcha of the Yom Tov onto a normal weekday, right? And then it's about ad karnos hamizbeach. It's ke'ilu, then you'll not give a korban on the mizbeach, right? So that's how he understood it. So that's the Yisruchag. Now Yisruchag Shavuos has a special status, and the reason for that is, if you look in the Mishnah, you can see there's machlokes with Shammai and Beis Hillel, and Beis Shammai asked any korban which wasn't tzoich ochel nefesh. So there's different korbanos for Aliyah LeRegel. Every time a person made Aliyah LeRegel, then with the thrice annual pilgrimage, they had to bring with him different korbanos. There has to be ponai reikon, you mustn't come empty handed, there has to be a korban oila. And that is not for oichon nefesh, that's totally burnt on the mizbeach. So Beis Shammai therefore asked it. They said you're not allowed to do that. And then we have a korban chagiga, right? Shammai chagiga, which a person can bring, has to bring as well. But that is oichon nefesh, and that's mutter to bring on the yontef, even according to Beis Shammai. And then there's shalmei simcha as well. The person who didn't have, as optional thing, he didn't have enough korbanos to eat, could bring extra, right? But that was not such a chiyuv necessarily. There might be other basa from the kolchim to eat. So Beis Shammai asked Hakravas Hakarman Oila on Shab on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel were matir, and the halach of course is almost invariably like Beis Hillel. So what happens? So according to Beis Shammai, you have a situation where the day after Shavuos becomes the day of the Hakravas Hakarban. That's the day after Shavuos. According to Beis Shammai, certainly that's called Yom Tovoyach. Actually, as an aside, in parentheses, later on in the Gemara Shabbos, after the Sugi of Matan Torah, the Gemara talks about the days when you shouldn't do Hakozos Dam, when you shouldn't let blood. Maybe today, donating blood today, perhaps will be the same thing, I assume. Right? And one of the dangerous times for giving blood is Erev Shavuos. What's so bad about it? So the Gemara says that there's a Zikah, there's a Ruach, well, the evil spirit, which comes out and is ready to kill the Yidden Cholim. If they won't accept the Torah, then this Ruach will damage the Jewish people. So that's why it's called Yom Tovoyach, the day of slaughtering, if you like, the day afterwards. Marsha asked a question. He said, well, Chora, if he's trying to kill us, it should be Yom Tovoyach, the slaughterer, not the slaughtered. And he said, and he explains, he says, because when we are mekabel the Torah, then we shecht the Yetzahara. So Yom Tavuach, the one who gets shechted, is the shliach of the Malach HaMavis is coming. Because in Matan Torah, we choras al aluchas cheiros from the Malach HaMavis. Also, did you notice the end of Bamidbar? We finish off the whole parasha in a very unusual way. What's the last words? Right? We finish off in a very negative thing. Usually there's a very particular not to end off on a clawless thing bad. So what's the reason? So I saw Emunah Sitech, he brings the Geshmak of Shad. He says, because on the week, Shavuos is invariably the week of Matan Torah. Very occasionally it can be also, but generally it's Shavuos. And therefore the Hashpah of Matan Torah will emaila from Mavis, or the Malach HaMavis defeated. Right? Chorus from the Malach HaMavis. Cheiros, we're free. And the Yidden could have lived forever had they not made the Egel. So therefore we're not scared about saying such things at the end of the parasha. It loses its power to affect us. Okay, so that's the machlokes with Hillel and Beis Shammai. Now, the Tosfos Horid says there was a problem. The problem being makriv the korbanos according to Beis Hillel, because there wasn't time. And everybody, all of Klal Yisrael, were turning up in the Beis HaMikdash on the first day of Shavuos, only one day in Eretz Yisrael, of course, right? And with all their korbanos. So it was a balabatisha problem. There wasn't time to be makriv all the korbanos. Therefore, Bal Korchem, even though the halacha was like Beis Hillel, they ended up bringing it on the second day. So that's how he understood the concept of Yom Tavuach, being that there was a situation they were forced into. Now, that's an interesting pshat. Not everybody accepts the Tosfos Horid. The problem is that it's hard to say that a Yom Tov would have been created on the next day. And we have a Gemara, there's a Gemara in Chagiga with Rabbi Tarfon, which deals with this Ruchag. Alexa, or Alexander, different Nuschos, Alexa was a great leader of the Jewish people, I suppose, was Nifta, and the Jewish people came, Kol Yisrael came, says the Gemara, to make a hesped for him on Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. So the Gemara says, what do you mean, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres? How did they think they would make a hesped? No, it wasn't Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, says the Gemara, it was actually Yom Tovach, it was Yisru Chag they came. And Rabbi Tarfon didn't let them make a hesped. He explained to them, it's Yom Tovach, and you can't make a hesped today. So they obviously thought, what were they thinking? They thought that after the Korban, there's no more Korbanos, so the day loses its special status, because no one's bringing Korbanos anymore, therefore you can make a hesped. And Rabbi Tarfon was mechadish to them, Zechel HaMikdash, you have to continue, this day became a special day, became a Yom Tov, in other words, right? Now, the problem is, if the halacha is like Beis Hillel, why is Rabbi Tarfon paskening like Beis Shammai? And if he is paskening like Beis Shammai, how come everybody's mekabel from him? Right? So it seems from there that actually it became an established custom that everybody knew that the korbanos were bought lechatchila not on the Yom Tov itself, but they bought the korbanos lechatchila not put yet because there was no time. In fact, as a proof that there actually was time, think of the korban Pesach. It was even less time. All of Klal Yisrael turn up in the Beis HaMikdash with the Korban Pesach. The time for Hakravas HaPesach is less than you would have on the first day of Shavuot, which you could use the whole day after the Korban Tomid in the morning. The Korban Pesach has to be in the afternoon, right? So they especially bought the Korban Tomid early, it's the Mincha Gedolah, and then they makid the Korban Pesach. So everybody managed somehow to bring their Korban Pesach in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So why was this worse? And don't tell me because this was an individual chiyuv, because it wasn't necessarily the case. The Korban Pesach was bought by Chabura as well. And here also, the Oilas Re'iyah, the Korban Oilah, could also be bought by Shutfus. So it's exactly the same situation. It's hard to see why the Korban Pesach, they did manage in a few hours, everybody should bring the Korban Pesach, and here they didn't manage. So what's happening? Why did Klal Yisrael choose to go like Beis Shammai? Extremely hard to understand. We know that Beis Shammai Mokim Beis Hillel Eino Mishnah, and the famous story of the Tana who laid down to say Shema, right? He says, Sikanti, that's what I list him, and his chaverim said to him, Kedai Yisrael, that's what you deserve, because you're not allowed to follow. You're not even allowed to be machmir. You can't even say, I'll be machmir like Beis Shammai. It's not Ger Shachris in the morning. If you feel like being extra from in the morning, you're davening Shachris, you feel like standing up for Shema, you're not allowed to stand up for Shema in the morning. If you happen to be standing, okay. But you can't especially stand up for the Shema, because that shit is Beis Shammai, and it looks like you're following Beis Shammai, which you mustn't do. And likewise for Mariv, if you're lying down because you're sick, okay, for a flamer, but don't lie down, especially to say Shema for Mariv, right? So how come Klal Yisrael were following the day of Beis Shammai? we can tell, there's another story in Gemara Be'er, which is also proves that point, that actually that became the halacha. So Hillel HaZaken comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and he does smicha on the korban in the Azorah. So it comes along the Talmidei Beis Shammai, and I said, what's going on? So Hillel HaZaken, he was a very peaceful person. He tried to avoid machlokas at any cost. And you know, mutor, even mitzvah, l'shanos, simply darach shalom. So Hillel avoided the issue. And he said to them, "It's in what's the animal? What's the korban?" So he said, it's in a keva, it's a korban shlomim. Actually, it was a zohar. And actually, what it really was, it wasn't korban shlomim at all. It was actually a korban oila. It was oila sri'ir, which he was bringing. So Hillel didn't tell them. He said, look, come and see, I'll show you it's in the keva. And but they went away. They didn't wait to see. So he bluffed his way out of the argument. But there was present at that point one of the Talmidei Beis Shammai, Bava ben Buta, and he, you remember, the halacha was like Beis Hillel, and he brought many behemoths to the Azor, and he said everybody should come and do smicha and be makiv the korban today, and the halacha was publicly fixed like Beis Hillel, and less month, everybody agreed the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So there's no question halacha is like Beis Hillel, but straight after that there's a most perplexing story. One Talmud from Beis Hillel turns up in the Beis HaMikdash, Shuv Maisa, after the story, after we know the halacha is already like Beis Hillel, one Talmud of Beis Hillel turns up with a korban, starts doing smicha, and he's verbally attacked. He's harassed by one of the Shammai's Talmudim, and he says, Mazu smicha! What are you doing? What's this smicha? We don't do smicha. Now, why is he saying that? If the halacha is like Beis Hillel, as we just said, and the halacha is you can do smicha, and you can be marked with the korbanos, so what right does he have to say anything to him? So if that horror would prove that the halacha actually, although it was like Beis Hillel, but people didn't do that. Everybody seems to have followed l'chadchila, the daya of Beis Shammai. So what did he retort? So the Beis Hillel Talmud retorted, mazu shtika. Meaning, what sort of silence is this? Keep quiet, right? He responded exactly in kind. Exactly what he said to him, he didn't escalate the verbal confrontation. He responded in kind, exactly what he said to him. And the Gemara continues, Abaye said, from here you can see that if somebody attacks you, Tzorba Dabani, but if there's a machloikos, so don't give back to people more than they give to you. Don't escalate the verbal confrontation. So what do you see from there? You see from there that it was clear that the accepted custom was to go like Beis Shammai. So this is Tzorich Biur. Why was everybody following Beis Shammai? And it was so clear that it was like Beis Shammai that the Shammai pupil of the Talmud of Shammai even felt he had the right to come and attack people. Actually, there's one pirush on the Gemara there. It says, Shos koi bin azifa v'holachloi. That's how it finishes off. He hushed him up with his rebuke and he went away. Who went away? So many of the Farshim learn it means that the Beis Shammai Talmud went away, having told off the Beis Hillel Talmud to let him be makriv the korban. But there are those who suggest it means faket. No, that the Beis Shammai, the Talmud, the Beis Shammai was poil on the Beis Hillel Talmud, that he went away. He was choizer. He stopped bringing the korban. So that's even, and if you want to learn that way, it's even a stronger proof. And in fact, that would fit in beautifully, because how do you know that he dafka didn't want to escalate the argument? If the Talmud of Beis Shammai went away first, maybe he had more to say to him. How do you know what he's planning to say? Maybe he cut short the argument. But if he went away, the Beis Hillel Talmud went away first, well then he chose to stop speaking to him. So that would prove the point. But even if you don't accept that, it's quite clear that halacha seems to have been accepted that everybody was following Beis Shammai. So why? Tzorich in Godel. The chiyuv of the korban oila goes together with the aliyah l'regel. Ad kadei kach, the svar and halacha actually is that if you don't have a korban oila, you can't make the aliyah l'regel. You can't go to the Beis HaMikdash without a korban. V'lo yeiro, v'anai reikam, you must not come empty-handed, right? So you can't go. So if that's the case, surely if there's a heter to bring the korban on the first day with the aliyah l'regel, why be doicha to later on? There has to be a very good reason to do that. So, a few suggestions. The Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, brings in a very interesting chiddush. Based on the Gemara's which we just discussed, he says that although the halacha is like Beis Hillel, but everybody followed Beis Shammai. Proof from Rabbi Tarfon and from the Talmud of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Everybody was following Beis Shammai. And this day became a Yom Tov. This day became the day when everybody, the chadchil was makrib the korban. Now, nafkaminas, quite a few nafkaminas. I mean, what do you care why it was a yontif? Let's say, the marshal, somebody on the first day is a chigger, is lame, he can't walk up to the harabais. So if he gets better on the second day, is he now chayv to bring his korban? So if the chiyuv is like Ms. Hill will say, on the first day, and b'di'evit, if you haven't got time, like Tosfos Sarid says, then you can b'di'evit bring it later on the whole week after Shavuos, or b'di'evit maybe on the Yom Tovach. Then, but he was part on the first day. It's nitcha already. He has no chiyuv. He doesn't have to bring the korban on the second day. On the other hand, if you want to accept, like the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, that this became the chiyuv, everybody accepted that the chiyuv is l'chadchila on the second day, he's healthy on the second day, never mind him being lame on the first day, it's not relevant, because that wasn't the day to bring the korban anyway. So you should bring it on the second day. It's interesting also the Rogachava brings, and Yerushalmi there's a machloikas, which Kohanim take the oiros. The din is the Kohanim take the skins of the korbanos, right? And every week, that mishmar, that group of Kohanim, whose turn it was to be on duty in the Beis HaMikdash, so they got the korbanos, the skins of the animals that week. So what's the din of the oilus ear? If it's supposed to be read on the first day, like Beis Hillel say, then it belongs to the Yom Tov, and all the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash share equally. If it belongs l'chadchila to the next day, to Isru Chag, then it belongs to the Mishmar of that week. That's how the Rogachov explains the Machlokes Yerushalmi as to who gets the Oiros. So it seems that there is a Chiyuv Davka on that day. So why did they move the Chiyuv? By the way, it's a bit similar. Shavuos resonates with this because Moshe Rabbeinu Hoisif Yom Echad Midaita, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Kun Tav Yosi, there should be 2 days of Hagbalah. Right, 2 days of preparation. The Moshe Rabbeinu Hoisif, he added on an extra day, delaying Matan Torah till Zion when it should have been on Vav. On Vav 7. So, Sam the Gidon seem to have done a similar thing. Now, the question, why did they want to avoid that day? There's two factors here. Why were they avoiding the first day Yom Tov? And why did they choose the next day? After all, you've got 7 days. What was special? What was wrong with the first day? What was so good about the next day? So there's an answer to both of those points. The first day, the Svara of Beis Shammai is, it's not Oichol Nefesh. And even though Beis Hillel were Matir, it's not Oichol Nefesh, and there's a Svara to say that it's not nice that your Shulchan should be Mole, with Shulchan Rabcha, and the Abish, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach should be empty. And there's a Heter from the Pasuk, right, that you're allowed to bring the carbon. But nevertheless, they wanted to stress the Cheshivas of Simcha on the day of Matan Torah. And since this is a carbon which is not necessary for the simcha of the Yom Tov, it's only tzorech ketzas, as the Rav Shulchan Aruch says. It's not so necessary. You're not eating it. So they prefer to delay it till afterwards to enhance the simcha of the Yom Tov. Shavuos is the only Yom Tov you can't fast. Any other Yom Tov, even Shabbos, is mutter to have a tainis cholam. A person has a bad dream, chas v'shalom, he's worried about it. So the din is, you can fast the next day. And the teshuva, the tainis, that's a kapara, it should ward off any evil effects from the tainis. It must be the next day. But you can't do that in Shavuos. Machloik is the other Yomim Toivin, whether Atzeres Hashem Elokecha, Atzeres Tiyeh Lachem, the Gemara brings 2 days, what that means. Is it a Yom Tov for you, which means it's, you should focus on eating and drinking and physical pleasure? Is it a Yom Tov Hashem, should you spend the whole day davening and learning? So, Rabbi Lezer says, choose, do what you like. It's all day fasting and learning if you want, and davening, or you can spend all day eating. Right? The halach is not like that. The halach is, Rabbi Yeshua says that, Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. But the Gemara continues, he says, Hakol Moidim Batzeres, everybody agrees on Shavuos, the Bo'inan Nami Lachem. You definitely have to have Lachem. Right? There's no question about it. So there's an extra stress on Shavuos of the Lachem, which you don't have on the other Yomim Tovim. So on the other Yomim Tovim, if it's a great necessity, if you had a bad dream, you need to have a tiny schaloin, we can follow the daya of Rabbi Lezer that says you're allowed to say Kulo Lashem, right? It's totally a Seres Lashem. You can do the Yom Tov the whole day in fasting if you want. But on Shavuos, you can't do that because the Lachem is more important. On Shavuos. Why is the Lachem more important? Because you have to show, says Rashi, you have to show that you are happy. You have to demonstrate you are happy and pleased that you got the Torah. If you fast on Shavuos, it looked, Chalila, like you're regretting the fact that we had Matan Torah. So it's very important to fast on Shavuos. No tainis chalam on Shavuos. That's the uniqueness of Shavuos. So to stress that simcha, to bring that even further, the minhag by Klal Yisrael came, even most of Beis Hillel as well, became to follow Beis Shammai. They only did things which were tzorech ochal nefesh, and they stressed that aspect. Remember, the Nadvona Rebbe there, Mordechai from Nadvona, the Sefer of Maimon Mordechai, and he brings there that Nami Lochem, we'll add it up, Nun Mem Yud is 100, and Lochem is 90, it's Gematria Kates. So, Deboin on Nami Lochem, and if you learn Sefer Shai, Perchof Aleph, it says, in Toboyu Boyu, if you want to, you can ask for the Geula, you can ask for the Kates. The word Boinon can also mean to daven. So Bo'inon that we require also, Lochem can also, he explains, he says you can explain it as meaning Bo'inon Ami Lochem, we should also ask for the Kates on Shavuos. It's Eis Rotzen to daven for the Geula. That's an interesting, right? The concept of Lochem is very important on Shavuos. Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara says, he said to the people of his house, they should make him a special Suda with the Iglo Tilta, with the third-born calf, and celebrating it in a physical, practical way. So they didn't, to enhance this, they followed Beis Shammai. Now, what was special about the second day? Why did they move it to the Isru Chag? Why does this Isru Chag have a force of a din, not just a minag? Because that Isru Chag in Eretz Yisrael is Zion 7. What happened in Zion 7 according to Rabbi Yossi? That's Matan Torah. Now, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yossi hold that Matan Torah was on Vav. That's only because, according to their opinion, that year Nisan was Moleh and Iyar was also Moleh. So Sfiras HaOmer finished therefore a day earlier in Sivan. And they had Shavuos falling out on Vav. But according to the Kviyas of the Luch, as it perhaps generally was, and certainly as it is nowadays, we never have Iyar Moleh. Iyar is always Chaser, it's always 29 days. Right? So even the Rabbanim of Rav Yossi would be Moideh today. Right, we always have it here. Nisan is 30. It alternates, doesn't it, right? The only months which don't alternate strictly are going to be Cheshvan and Kislev, right? But Nisan and Iyar and Sivan and so on, that's all that's fixed for us. And Bistamid, Bismana Bais probably much like that as well. So, according to Rabbanan of Yossi, Matan Torah today will be Zayin, not Vav. And what's the difference between Vav and Zayin? Vav is the day that's Torah Shebichsav. That's the day the Eibishter was going to give the Torah Vila. That's Milmaila. Zayin is the day Moshe Rabbeinu changed Matan Torah. So this is, where does Torah Shebaal Peh start from? I think people think that Torah Shebaal Peh started off centuries later, years later, 1,000 years later, and Tis Yadayim, Chanukah, but it's not true. Torah Shebaal Peh starts off by Matan Torah. And who's the first one, the first Mekabel of Torah Shebaal Peh? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said that should be a delay, that's the beginning of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, the Din Drabon, have the same koyach as the Din Daraisa. So that explains why Klal Yisrael Davka chose that day. They wanted to demonstrate that this is a day of Matan Torah, it's a day of Matan Torah, especially of Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, so it's a very, very fascinating inyan. Now, generally speaking, we think that we make a gezeirah on the Din Daraisa. Because Daraisa is very strict, Horayim, the Sophic Daraisa Lachumra. And Darabonans, we don't make a Gezerah. We don't make a Gezerah the Gezerah. Because the Din Darabonan is not so important, that we tend to feel, or often people think. And therefore, it's only a Darabonan there, but so we don't need to make a Sophic Darabonan Lahokel, so we'll not be so strict with it. But the MS is, you do find places where there's a Gezerah the Gezerah. And often the Gemara will say, Chad the Gezerah he, is one Gezerah. The Pasuk actually says, Asu Mishmeres le Mishmarati, you should make a fence for my fence. So even Dinim Drabonon sometimes do have, and they do warrant a Mishmeres. Why some don't and some do, is same Daraisa. Not every Din Daraisa has a Gezeir Drabonon, and some Dinim Daraisa, although they're equally Chomor, they have the equal power, but some of them they call Mitzvahs Kalas and Mitzvahs Chamuras, so a Drabonon's not less important. And you see that from Zion 7. Now, so what's special about today? The big question now is, Melech Eretz Yisrael, in the Bezman of the Beis HaMikdash, and even afterwards, Zeichel HaChorban. You could say that Zion 7 is a special day. That was Yom Tovoyach. But this is not Zion 7. Today is Ches 7. And if it's Ches 7, that's not Yom Tovoyach. And, really, why should there be any difference at all between Isur Chag of Shavuos to Isur Chag of Pesach and Sukkot? Should be the same. It's not Yom Tovoyach. The Maile is why the Din comes from the fact it was the day of the Korbanos, right? Right, so the answer to that is, go back a bit. Why are there 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz? Sveika Diyuma. People didn't know the Gashmis, right? They didn't know which day it was. When does that apply? The only Yom Tov there could be a Safik would be Pesach, because it was only 2 weeks from Rosh Chodesh, and don't forget, there's 2 Shabbosim there as well, but there wasn't time for the Shluchim to reach everywhere. And Sukkot will even less time because you've got Yom Kippur in the middle as well, and you've got Rosh Hashanah. So there wasn't enough time. Not everybody knew, so there's 2 possibilities how long any month might have been. So they had to keep the Yom Tov. Right. But Shavuos is no problem because Shavuos doesn't have a date, as the Gemara says. Sometimes Shavuos fell on Hay, sometimes Vav, and sometimes Zayin. Doesn't have a fixed day. You can recreate that today, by the way, if you decide to cross the halachic date line, wherever that is. It's a subject for another shiur. If you cross the date line, then, according to some dayas, if you cross the date line, your oimer count will be a day in advance or behind, depending which way you've gone, everybody around you. It could be, according to some shiur, that you would need to keep shavuos on a different day to everybody in Australia and America, wherever you are. Right? So try to avoid crossing the date line. So we keep 2 days every other Yom Tov Sfeikat Yuma. There's no Sfeikat Yuma by Shavuos. So why are there 2 days by Shavuos? Rav Rambam says, not to make a chiluk, there shouldn't be any difference. So in order to make low plug, there should be no difference. Every Yom Tov is going to have 2 days if you're outside Eretz Yisrael. Of course, everybody knows, of course, it's not only outside Eretz Yisrael. Anywhere in Eretz Yisrael where there was no Yishuv in those days is also subject to the din of Yom Tov Sheni. Now, that means that the Yom Tov Sheni of Sukkos is different. It has a koich of a vadai, it's not just a sofik. There's a kedushas vadai. Chazal were goyzer, they made a din here. This is yontav sheni, mitoicha, it's a vadai. This is certainly a yontav, not maybe it's yontav. And even though we are not doing it, we know the kfias of the gluach today. So we're not doing it because of a sofik today, even the other yomim tovim. But since minhag abosenu biyodeinu, right, we are copying their minhag, so, and they did the other yontav sheni because of a sofik, so we continue their minhag, which means the kedusha basically is a kedusha of a sofik. Shavuos, they never had a sofik, so it's a kedusha of vadai. And more than that, it's actually the day of Matan Torah anyway. Morgan Avraham asks an interesting question. He says, make a cheshbon. We came out of Mitzrayim on which day of the week? Thursday, right? In Chamishi. Thursday was the day of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So that means the Oimer count started on Friday. The first Shabbos would have been day 2 of the Oimer. 7 weeks later, what day of the Oimer is it? It's actually day 51. So for them, Matan Torah, if it was Shabbos, was day 51 of the Oimer. So ask the Magen Avraham, why are we keeping Shavuos, therefore, on day 50? Doesn't make sense. So he says, Mikan Remez, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. The Cheshbon works out that we're actually copying what they did, but only Legabi Yom Tov Sheni. By the way, there's a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. He brings up the remez from Matan Torah of Choros and Cheros, Aluchos and so on. Yom Tov Sheni, he says, there's going to be a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Geula. So that's the remez. But the second day Yom Tov has a tremendous connection to the first Matan Torah and to the extra Kedusha which we have. So there's the Kedusha's Vadai, and it's the day of Yom, and it's also the day of Matan Torah, even according to Rabbanan nowadays, and certainly according to Rav Yossi. So that you understand now why they picked that day as being the day when there's the Ikechi of the Korbanos. So the Yom Tovoyach is today, and it's important that we should see Shavuos as the focus of the whole year. So it explains in Sforim, every Yom Tov has its special mitzvah. Pesach, you know, Matzahs, or Shani, you have the Shofar and so on. But there's no mitzvah on Shavuos. Eating cheesecake is not a mitzvah. So, sorry to disappoint you. So what does Shavuos lose out? Why have we lost out by Shavuos? And Shavuos is also only 1 day. Every other Yom Tov is 7 days. So because the answer is that every Yom Tov is one aspect, one part of our connection to the Eivishta. So the Inyan, for example, of Cheiros comes out on Pesach, so we celebrate that by having matzahs. So Zman's Cheirosenu. And every Yom Tov has its Inyan, Rosh Hashanah is Teshuva. But Shavuos is our essential connection, the fact that Eivishta chose us. That comes out on Shavuos. And that's why they explained that Shavuos is Lashon Shavua as well, not only weeks, Shavuos oath. So the Eibishter made a promise to us, Kamesh Baruch Hu bound himself to us, Shiloh l'hachlifam b'macher, it's not to change us, cholila, for another nation, even if we misbehave, right? We will not be changed, we will retain our status as Kamesh Baruch Hu's children, special people, and we made the oath to the Eibishter that we won't change him, and every neshama, as it comes down to this world, Mashbina Soti Tzadik, there's a Shavua, everybody has a Shavua, there's two Shavuas. And those Shavuas start off on Shavuos, and it comes out that Shavuos is the focus of the whole year for our connection to the Eibishter. So it's really like a child going to Cheder. Did you ever go to Ein Furnish in Cheder? A 3-year-old boy starts off, has his first haircut maybe, according to many minhagim, goes to Cheder, honey on the olive base, and it's a family simcha, everybody's there, and it's the biggest day in the child's life. So really, we should all see ourselves as being children coming to Cheder the first time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us Torah. And the simcha from Shavuos has to be so great that nothing can disturb it. Not even a carbon oiler, not even time. Simcha periods together. We have to have simcha in Torah, that the Torah should permeate every single day of the following year and everything we do. And this is what Shavuos. For Shavuos is a chi, and we achieve this through the Yisro Chag, through bringing down the simcha of the Yom Tov through the next day. Now, let's go back to Yisro Chag on Chutz La'aretz. So why is Yisro Chag in Chutz La'aretz anything? Because the second day of Yom Tov is a Vadai, which means that what they achieve in Eretz Yisrael in one day, it takes us 2 days. Now, what does that mean? The Tzemach Tzedek gave a mashal for this. Imagine a candle, a source of light. If you want to cover the light, to get all the energy from the light, so if you're only so far away, a small piece of paper will achieve that. If you double the distance, you need to have a much bigger piece of paper, actually 4 times the size. The further you go away from the Mokor, the more space you need to get the energy from the light, right? The same thing applies with Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha, which they can assimilate in Eretz Yisrael, all the brachas and the simcha and everything, which can come in Eretz Yisrael in one day, in Chutz La'aretz, it takes us 2 days. Which explains, there's a Medrash, says Knesset Yisrael, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, in the Goyla, I keep 2 days Yom Tov, but only get Schar for 1 day. So why do we in Taka only get Schar for 1 day? Because what we are achieving in the 2 days Yom Tov is what the same thing they do in Eretz Yisrael in 1 day. Which means that the second day Yom Tov and the first day is all one thing. In Chutz La'aretz, it's like 1 day. So our Yisro Chag actually is equivalent to our Ches Sivan is equivalent to their Zion Sivan. Because it comes after the Vada Yom Tov. Just that our 1 day Yom Tov took us 2 days to get through, that's all. Right? So that's the Inyan of Yisro Chag and Shavuos, a very, very unique, very, very special Yom Tov. And I'd like to finish off with another beautiful story of the Baal Shem Tov. It's the Baal Shem Tov's time. There's three tzaddikim connected up to Shavuos specifically. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu, the day Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai, this is on Shavuos. And the Gemara says that Moshe is Goel Rishon, Goel Achron. He's the first Goel, he's the last Goel. With the Koyach of Moshe and the Shomer of Moshe, this is the final Geula. And the Baal Shem Tov Yotzat, who said David HaMelech, was also in Noilad, he was Nifte, he was born, and his Yotzat also on Shavuos. So all these three tzaddikim, there's a chus, it inspires Klal Yisrael throughout the different periods of the Jewish history. And, you know, if we finish off with this, it says that the Gemara brings, and Rambam brings us as well, Yisrael osim teshuva miyad him nigolim. So miyad is Rosh Tevis, Mem Yud Dalet, Moshe, Yisrael, and David. Right? And the, in Mitzvah Hashem, the next year of the start your day, the Torah way should be in Yerushalayim. Okay. Okay.